Hey, thanks so much for coming in today. No names, you're just, let me look here. Code M1CH431 on my sheet. Gotta keep that anonymity, you know? So, you're here because you responded to our call for participants for our study. Obviously, you know that. This is a psychology study into the origins and behavior of people who identify as dominant when it comes to sexuality. Really, this is pretty simple. I'm just going to ask you a lot of questions, and sometimes they may be personal in nature or sexual, and please just answer as honestly as you can, okay? If at any point you're uncomfortable, you're free to stop our session and leave. Do you have any questions? Good. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. For this first set of questions, I just need you to answer on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being strongly disagree and 5 being strongly agree. All right? So first question. When someone asks me what kind of dom I am, I have a very difficult time giving them any kind of definitive answer. Wait, I'm sorry. Is it okay if I say dom instead of dominant every time? In my research online, it seemed like most people just say dom. Okay, great. Cool. Thank you. Sorry. I'm sorry, do I need to read the question again? No? Okay. Great, thank you. Interesting. Okay, next question. I am a dom primarily for sexual purposes. This is mostly a bedroom thing for me. So remember, 1 is strongly disagree, and 5 is strongly agree. Okay, interesting. Thank you. Next question. The things I value most in a submissive are the ability to trust absolutely and without reservation. Ooh, that sounds intense. Sorry if I seem unprofessional. This is my first time actually conducting this test, and I didn't realize how quickly it just... Well, you know, it jumped into, like, you know, this sort of stuff. God, I'm sorry. So, the question is, you value most in a submissive the ability to trust absolutely and without reservation. Oh, you agree. Interesting. Next question. I have collared 3 or more submissives in the last few years. Collared? Do you mind explaining that? Sorry, this isn't one of the questions. I'm curious. Are we talking like a literal collar? Or like figurative? I see. Okay. Interesting. All right. Okay, the next question. I'm far more interested in what I can do for my sub than in what she can do for me. Okay, I'm so embarrassed to ask, but I'm so intrigued. What would a sub do for you? Like in the bedroom? No, it's not part of the test. I'm sorry. I'm being really nosy. I'm curious. It's the nature of a scientist, you know? Sorry. I really shouldn't. Go off the script like this. I should just read the question. I'm so sorry. You don't mind? Really? Good, thank you. An experiment. You think we should... Well, what kind of experiment? To see if I like pleasing you. What would that entail? Well, I can answer some questions. That seems simple enough. What's the naughtiest thing I've ever done with a partner? Well, gosh. Let me think. Well, I know once I gave a boyfriend a blowjob in public. I didn't mind. I don't know, know, I didn't really like it, but I wanted to please him, so I did it. Yeah, I like to please. I enjoy it. Have I ever taken dirty photos? Sort of. I mean, not of sex or anything, but naked photos, sure, yeah. I mean, who hasn't, right? And yeah, I did send them. Is that bad? I mean, I don't know, I enjoyed it. What kind of porn do I watch? I don't watch much. I mostly look at photos or GIFs or something of hot women or women getting, you know, like eaten out, and sometimes they're blindfolded or have their hands tied. Yeah, I do think about that when I masturbate. You want me to what? We can't do that here. No. No, we can't. No, we need to get back to what we were doing. Oh my god, I'm gonna lose my job. Oh my god. Yeah, the door does lock. Yes, I am a little turned on, but I can't just take my clothes off here. I can't. Yes, I understand. I either follow instructions or the experiment is over. No, I don't want it to be over. What are your instructions? I want to be a good girl. Yeah. So my task is to come for you here on this table and to make you believe it would be worth seeing me again, to teach me more. Thank you. I am a fast learner. Very smart girl. Let me just get rid of these clothes. I'm gonna keep my panties for now, but I think everything else should go. So you can see. And let's see, do you mind standing at the head of the table? And that way you can look down at me and see me grab these pretty tits and squeeze my nipples like this. And when I spread my legs like this, you'll be able to see these pretty panties in my naughty little fingers. Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. May I touch myself? Thank you. I apologize for being greedy. It won't happen again. I just need you to teach me. Shall I keep talking? Good. All this has made me very, very horny. My pussy is soaking wet. I really want to touch it, but first we have to deal with these panties, these pretty, lacy, see-through panties I had on under my jeans. Were those a surprise? I have a lot of them. If you were to see me regularly, maybe you could tell me which ones to wear when I came over. I think that might turn me on. Yes, you're right, it does. I know you can see them getting wetter. Part of that is you watching me run my fingers along the lace. I can feel you looking. I like it. Show you what's under the lace? Yes, I do want to. I'm just still a little embarrassed to admit it. I feel so naughty. Yes, it does help when you tell me that I'm a good girl. I'll just slide these off. Thank you. I've never been told it's a nice little pussy, but I'm flattered. It's a very, very wet pussy. You've made me so wet. I think it will be very, very easy to fulfill my task. I can't stop looking at your mouth right now. I kind of just am fantasizing that you'd put your hands on the table and bend down and start licking on the insides of my thighs a little bit, and then work your way down and tease me by licking just on the outside, right where I'm touching with my fingers right now. Can you see? Yeah. And I'd be so tempted to thrust my hips like this towards your face, but I kind of think I might get in trouble if I did that. Would I? Yeah. I should stay still. Or at least not try to rush you. And maybe if I'm a good, patient girl, you'd press those lips down onto my clit. Stick your tongue out and give me a nice slow lick. Just to get a taste. Then you'd pull my hand away so I couldn't touch anymore at all. And maybe you'd tell me to lick it clean, I do that sometimes after I play with myself, but don't tell anyone. You want me to do that now? Okay. No, I do taste good. It tastes very good. I love how I taste. Oh, yeah. And then you would know, wouldn't you, how I taste. Maybe you'd keep giving me long, slow licks, getting deeper and deeper until you can push that tongue right into my pussy, right to where I'm so wet right now. Can you see? You see how wet I am? You did that. And then you'd move back up to my clit.
Maybe add a finger or two in that pussy of mine. Right here, right like this. Oh, yeah, just like that. Just like that. Only you'd be sucking on my clit right about now. And then you'd make me come for the first time. Oh yeah. And you'd have my wetness all over your face. All over those pretty lips. God, you have such a gorgeous mouth. And I'd be such a greedy little slut. Oh, I'm so cock hungry right after I come. Oh, I'd pull you towards me. I'll probably get in trouble for it, but I don't think I care. I'd pull you towards me and, if I'm allowed, I'll lick your face clean while you slide that nice hard cock up into my pussy. Oh, yeah. Because I need you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me hard. Oh, if you fuck me nice and hard, maybe I'll come again for you. If you fuck me like I'm your little toy. Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever been fucked quite properly, have I? I think I maybe really need somebody to take charge of me. Tell me what to do. Because it really seems like it turns me on, doesn't it? I seem to really like this experiment that we're doing. Oh, and it looks like you like it too. Such a naughty girl. Teach me to be a good girl. Gets my man off. Has a nice wet little pussy for fucking. Yeah. Oh yeah, tell me I'm a good girl again. really enjoyed you watching me. Maybe. Maybe next time I can bend over and you can spank this nice ass that I have here. That is, if I earned a next time. Did I earn a next time, sir?